Good morning, everybody. This is Reverend Essie of New Birth Ministries. Today's January 14th, 2022 already. January is flying. Amen. January is going really quick. So if you aren't saved yet, I suggest you repent of your wicked ways and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Amen. That's what he came here for. You. Amen. I am here with morning coffee in heaven with Jesus. Amen. This is my Dear God cup. I love it. Dear God, your book is great. Isn't the Bible wonderful? Yummy, yummy. I got my my favorite coffee is Jamaica Blue Mountain or Kenyan coffee. But this one is Lion's Mane. It's four sigmatic with Lion's Mane mushroom in it, which is good for thinking. Amen. I love it. God showed me a dream about Lion's Mane one time, and I believe this may be what he was telling me about, you know, something that would help me physically, mentally, keep me strong, witty. Amen. But I wanted to come to you today about something that was brought up online the other day, and something that God had already shown me, and I want to read it to you as well. If you're going through something in your life where you just can't trust anybody, or every time you think somebody is okay, you find out later that they're not okay with you, or they have a secret problem with you. Amen. And sometimes, you know, people say that if 40 people have a problem with you, then obviously it's not the people. There's a common denominator, right? You can't go by that all the time. Tell that to Elijah. Amen. Tell that to Jesus. Tell that to the apostles. Tell that to the Apostle Paul. There's something wrong with the Apostle Paul. And come to find out, Apostle Paul wrote most of the books of the Bible. I'm trying to align my camera here. I hope all is well. Because I'm in my prayer. Actually, I'm praying as well. I'll show you my lamp for years. Okay, as you can see, it's well used. Amen. I've had this lamp for years, and that's the lamp that I light whenever I want to pray or something. You know? But I was trying to align it around that lamp. But it's not always you. In fact, I think it's what I should entitle this. It's not always you. As of today, I decree and declare that God is going to open up your eyes, that you will see all those that are not on your side, that you will see all those people that could care less about you, your family, your history, your ministry. In Jesus' name, starting from right now, may you see your enemies. Amen. And I want to read something to you. I'm not going to be on here long. I just wanted to make this statement to whoever may need to hear it. Write this down or turn to Luke chapter 11. Verse 23, okay? And it says, and this is Jesus speaking this out. It's written in red in most Bibles. This is Jesus speaking this out. He had this problem, and whatever he went through, we're going to go through too, okay? He said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth." Put yourself in Jesus' shoes right here, okay? He wants you to know this too. He put this in the Bible for a reason. He wants you to know this. Whoever is not with you is against you. Or if you had somebody that was with you in a split, they didn't care in the first place. Okay, either they didn't care about your personality, your ministry, your life, the way you talk, or whatever, or the jealousy. It's always something, you know what I mean? Whoever is not with you, whoever is not on your side, whoever doesn't like whatever you do on Facebook or anywhere else, you know, whoever has a problem with you, and whoever is always watching you to see what you do, like they watch Jesus, monitoring spirit. And sometimes I believe some of you probably wonder, do these people really care about me? Do they really love me? Or are they just monitoring me to see what I'm doing? And some people monitor you because God is using you. They see the anointing on you that they don't have. And they cannot walk in your shoes. Amen? Amen? So that is why sometimes we go through these things where we feel like something's wrong with this person, or, you know, why are they acting strange toward me? And you, a lot of times, there was a time I had one of the biggest prayer groups on yahoogroups.com. I didn't even realize it until a doctor called me and told me, said, well, you know, Reverend Essie, you have one of the biggest prayer groups on Yahoo Groups, right? And I didn't know. I was like, wow, okay, thank you. You know, and the devil got in it, broke it. I allowed it. I hate to admit it, but the devil got in it. I was young at Yahoo Groups at that time, and I let some things bother me that I shouldn't have let bother me, and the group just split, and it just dwindled. It wasn't like a hard split, something went wrong, you know, it just dwindled and dwindled. And I'm going to be honest with you, and this is not bragging, a lot of these professional people that you see online were in our New Birth Ministries at yahoogroups.com group. Mm-hmm. Authors, actors, entertainers, big ministers. We had some big, I could name names that would blow your mind. They were in our Yahoo group at one time. God is good. Amen. But now that I'm back, I've been back, had my ministry back on Yahoo, I mean on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube. I'm on a few different things. I have podcasts and everything. I'm on iTunes, Apple iTunes. I noticed some of them didn't come back. And I know that we grow spiritually, we mature spiritually, and we go our different ways, just like the apostles did. But some of them could have came back, at least said hi. And you want to know something? Luke 11:23. Just like Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. When they don't come back to you, when they don't want to talk to you, when they act like they don't have time for you, they're not on your side. Amen? And sometimes that's not a bad thing. Some folks you might not want to be around you, right? Amen. And he that gathereth not with me scatters. I have someone right now who is, well, it happens to a lot of people. I'm not the only one. So this is not a victim mentality. Yeah, Christians, come on. We go too far on that one too. But I have somebody right now who's, I guess, upset with me or whatever, and they are talking smack on whoever, on me to whoever they talk to. They're trying to dirty my ministry. They're trying to dirty my name, and they can't. God's not going to let them. First of all, just like my cousin Bunny told me years ago, Esther, she said, foolproof your ministry. And honey, let me tell you, my ministry is so foolproofed that nobody could copy me if they attempted to, because I am who I am. I do what God tells me to do. Hallelujah. And my character has been gathered and put together by God throughout the years. Throughout the test of, amen, I heard that. Thank you, Lord. I love when that happened. Throughout the test of time, amen, I am who I am. I'm not you, okay? I'm not pastor this or minister that. I am Reverend Essie, Esther R. Scott, or Essie, okay, from Western Pennsylvania. And I preach the word, amen, the way God shows me to preach it, not the way somebody else tells me to preach it. And whoever believes those lies wasn't on my side in the first place, or something that it could be jealousy. When somebody treats you like that, it could be jealousy. They could be jealous of anything. They could be jealous of the way your ministry's going. They could be jealous of your videos. They could be jealous of the interest that you're getting from different people. They could be jealous of your period. You, period. They could be jealous of your red lipstick, you know, or your fingernails. People are fickle, just like Joyce Meyer said, people are fickle. And if people go against you, what they're doing is they're not gathering with you. Didn't Jesus tell us to love one another, help one another? You know, two by they he sent them out two by two, you know. And when somebody's trying to break, tear your playhouse down, so to speak, amen. When somebody's trying to break you up, break up your ministry, break up your name, your household, amen. They're scattering. They're not gathering, as Jesus said. They're scattering. And some people, the devil has sent, it's a word, I just felt it. Some people, the devil has specifically sent them to you because he knows you have a soft heart, you're a kind person, you have a good heart, and you accept people in the name of Jesus, you at least give them a chance. And they were literally sent to separate all that you lay your hands to. Amen. It reminds me of Nehemiah when he built the wall. As Nehemiah was building the wall, the Sanballats and the Horonites came to stop him from building the wall. Watch out for your ites. Amen. Your ites, okay, will come in and try to ruin everything that you worked so hard for. And there are people out there, pray for them. I hate to say, it's a shame to say it, but they will believe it and turn their backs on you and leave you. What it? 666 was it John? Amen. Happened to Jesus. Amen. It happened to Jesus. John, write this down. I know a lot of you probably, people who do follow whatever I do or whatever, God bless you. I love you. I truly, truly love you. Forgive me some time. Amen. Okay, John, you know what 666 means, right? It's the number of the devil. Amen. John 666 says, watch what it says. From that time, many of his disciples, speaking of Jesus, went back and walked no more with him. Isn't that something? 666. People turned their backs on Jesus and left him. So then 667, he says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? You know? Many of the disciples went back and walked no more with the Savior of this world. And it says, and we believe, and no, it says, then Simon Peter answered him. Simon's always had something to say, right? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Peter was smart. He, not just in his mind, Peter was smart in his spirit. His soul was cleansed. He watched Jesus do miracles. He watched Jesus do all the things that he did. He watched Jesus heal the withered hand and the man that was laying by the pool for years. Jesus healed him. Peter saw all this, and Peter was like, for real though? I'm sticking with you, bro. Peter was smart. I don't know about the others, but Peter stayed. Peter let him know, I'm going to stay. And upon Peter's faith and trust and belief, Jesus built his church. Amen. Amen. So, as I was saying earlier in Luke 11:23, if someone is not with you, they may have started. Now, there's some people who start well, but you know what? The hard part, you can start anything. Amen. The hard part is finishing. Amen. Who are the ones that are going to finish with you? Amen. Keep them close to your heart. Don't keep your enemies close to you. That's the mafia. That's just the mafia stuff. Amen. You're not the mafia. God is a father, but not the Godfather they're thinking about. Amen. Keep your friends close to your heart. Keep your loved ones close to your heart. Don't worry about what the enemy's doing. Don't waste an ounce of your coffee on somebody that doesn't care. Let them buy their own. Amen. Amen. Reverend Essie signing off. God bless you. I hope I made my point. I got a little scattered, but God is talking to somebody. Amen. Reverend Essie signing off. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your January. In Jesus' name, I bless you and your household. Amen.